This is A Little Day Music. I'm Kevin Sanders, and welcome in. You know, occasionally Friday afternoons, we like to take a moment to talk to some people who are active in the cultural arts community in the area, and this afternoon will be no exception. So, who do we have in the studio with us today?
My name is Judith Gary, and I am the music director of the Virginia Consort.
You tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to be where you are now.
Ah, okay. Well, I started out as a music major at Boston University, and then I continued on getting a master's in music, music history. And I found myself here in Charlottesville because my husband was going to law school, and we just decided to stay. I got back into conducting. I'd stopped it for a while. I was heavy into it in Boston, then came here and dropped it for a little while, and then picked it up again. And bit by bit, I got more and more involved in it. And at one point, I had stopped doing one job that I had, and a couple of my singers came to me and said, well, let's get together and form a group anyway, and let's just do it for fun. We won't perform or anything. And so that's what we did. And the better we got, the more we realized that in order to make it a real complete experience, we had to share the music we were making with an audience. We had to have listeners. So the Virginia Consort was born, and now we are 2 adult choruses and 4 youth choruses from K through 12.
Suppose you have somebody who has never heard of the Virginia Consort, knows nothing about it whatsoever. They just landed from Venus or something like that. How would you describe the Virginia Consort, just from a primary point of view?
Okay, if they know anything about music, I would tell them that we are what is called a chamber classical vocal ensemble plus, because we do a lot of stuff that you might not categorize as classical music. I love to do arrangements of folk songs and spirituals and even some goofy stuff sometimes. We do some music that's instrumental music arranged for singers, and that's a lot of fun. That's been Mozart and Beethoven's 5th Symphony and stuff like that, arranged for chorus, so that's a lot of fun. Already this person from Venus, though, probably doesn't know what I'm talking about, but we're a group of people who sing together. The small chorus is very experienced, and the larger one is a lot of fun.
So could you tell us about what you have upcoming for the season?
Absolutely. I'd love to do that. So this upcoming season, we have Christmas with the Consort, and that is Saturday, December 2nd, and there will be 2 performances. We give 2 performances, 1 at 4, another at 7. It's wonderful. They sell out. I'm knocking on wood because I hope they still will.
And then next, I guess, is your mid-season masterworks?
Mid-season masterworks. That is when we add about 65 singers and form the festival chorus. And this year, we are doing several works, the festival chorus. We also are joined by an orchestra that I put together for that. We're doing a piece by Mozart, a piece by Vivaldi called Beatos Vir. And between those 2 larger works, we're doing 2 smaller treasures by Fauré, the Pavane and Cantique de Jean Racine. And that's for my festival chorus. The Virginia Consort will be doing their own pieces on that concert. Then our last performance of the season is in May. It's called A Little May Music, Saturday, May the 12th, and at 7:30, First Pres Church, downtown Charlottesville, and we're doing Handel, and then we're doing Orff, a cappella choruses from Catulli Carmina, plus a bunch of other pieces.
Was there also a mid-season Masterworks?
That's right. Mid-season Masterworks is happening in Cabell Hall. Oh, yeah. Sunday, March the 4th. I don't think I said a date. Sunday, March the 4th, Cabell Hall Auditorium, and it will be a chorus of over 100 people, and we will be accompanied by a full orchestra, and we'll be doing Mozart and Fauré and Vivaldi.
Who comprises the Virginia Consort?
So the Virginia Consort Chamber Chorus, we call it a chamber chorus. It's about between 35 and 38 people. To differentiate it from a symphonic chorus, like the Chicago Symphony Chorus or something, it's not that big. We are really, really lucky because there are many gifted singers here in Charlottesville. They're extremely good, and they love good people like to sing with other good people. So Virginia Consort's made up of a lot of professional musicians, a lot of music teachers, people who've majored in voice, or people who've had just a lot of singing experience. And this is our small group I'm talking about.
Suppose at some point in the future a listener would want to audition for the Virginia Consort. Is there some sort of level of experience would they have to be able to read music?
Yes, they have to be able to read music. There's a different... there are different requirements. The small chamber ensemble, you have to be a very good sight reader. And there's not a lot of turnover in that group. There always is some. There are always some available spots. You have to sight read well. You have to have a lot of experience. And you have to be committed to doing the work that's required, because we do difficult music. Having said that, it's also the most fun thing to do in the world. The group is terrific, not because I'm so wonderful, just because they are just extraordinary voices, and so it's a lot of fun to work with them.
The Virginia Consort, from what I'm gathering from you, it seems that you either perform with a full or chamber orchestra most of the time or all the time, or how does that work?
Okay, that's confusing too, I know. I tell you, for the big middle concert with the festival chorus, yes, it's always with an orchestra. Although the smaller chamber ensemble will do our own set of pieces as well. And they will either be mildly accompanied or a cappella. I think all of these will be a cappella this year. The Christmas concert, we are accompanied by a brass ensemble, but that's about it. There's no orchestra or anything. It's basically our choruses, the youth chorale and the Virginia Consort chamber chorus, singing Christmas music. And then a little May music. The first half of that will have some instruments with it, and then the second half will be basically a cappella or perhaps piano accompaniment.
And you had mentioned that possibly if somebody wants to get some more information about the history of the Virginia Consort or about a schedule or something like that, there's a website that people can go to?
Yes, there is, virginiaconsort.org. And consort is C-O-N-S-O-R-T, so virginiaconsort.org. There's also a phone number, which is 434-244-8444.
Now, is that a number for general information?
That is our office phone number. So what you do is generally call, leave a message, and our manager will call you back.
What are your guiding principles like when you're setting up a program?
What I really try to do when I build a concert program and when I do groups in general is I like there are two primary elements. One is quality, and the other is variety. And I want the focus to be on both audience enjoyment and the singer's enjoyment. The singers want music that is moving, profound, sometimes silly, very, very different, some of it. And I spend a lot of time looking for different kinds of music. The masterworks, yes, like the Brahms Requiem, the Mozart Requiem, the Verdi Requiem, we've done those. But then I look for sort of quite different things. There are arrangements of well-known orchestra works that are done for chorus. I love to do those. We've done the Barber of Seville Overture by Rossini. We've done the first movement of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. We've done Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairies by Tchaikovsky. So all with a doot-doot-dot-dot kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. Sometimes you do quirky stuff. We do something called Cluck Old Hen, which is with fiddle accompaniment only. A composer has written some Appalachian songs, and Cluck Old Hen, it has a chorus that says, un-clucka, un-clucka, un-clucka. So you see, we're not always just deadly serious up there. John Rutter has written a banquet fugue, guzzle, 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 munch, munch, gobble, gobble, chomp, and it's a fugue. And so it's not easy to sing, but it sure is a lot of fun. There's something called Auction Cries by John Biggs, which just lists everything that might be for auction. And then we love to do arrangements of folk songs and spirituals, which is some of the most beautiful music on earth. And some fine composers do extraordinary arrangements of folk music, so we like to include that too. Quality and variety is what we're all about.
Did you want to mention anything about the youth chorale?
Yeah, we do have a youth program, and all of this started by degrees. When I started the Virginia Consort, I didn't have any idea what it would grow into. But we did a performance of Carmina Burana, which calls for a youth chorus for part of it. And then the kids that we got, and this was back in 1990 or something, the kids didn't want to stop singing. So I said, well, okay. So we formed a treble chorus. That's boys whose voices haven't changed, and girls. And then they still didn't want to quit singing, even when their voices changed. So we then had a high school chorus. And now we have a youth program that goes all the way from kindergarten through high school. And we have a very gifted teacher, Donna Rehorn, who conducts the two youngest choirs. We also, I have to tell you this, we also have a choral academy in the summertime for high school students where we focus on a major work. We've done the Mozart Requiem. This past summer, we did the Faure Requiem. And at the end of the week, a very intense week, I invite some of my adult singers to join us, and I hire a little orchestra, and we give a full performance of the piece.
This is Judy Gary, music director and conductor of the Virginia Concert and Youth Chorale. Judy, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
You are welcome, Kevin. Thanks for having me.